working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
You know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! What is this to be stopped?
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we handle our conflicts privately, we might win back a friend. A couple came to see me because they had conflicts in their marriage. Their problems were compounded by the fact that following every argument, they both vented their frustrations on Facebook. All of their dirty laundry was hung out for the entire World Wide Web to see. Well, my first piece of advice was to settle their disagreements privately and not on social media. Jesus said, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you've won your brother over. So what if the next time somebody makes me mad, I schedule a time and place to discuss the issue privately? What if I don't vent my frustrations on social media? What if I go into our meeting seeking to reconcile our relationship? Well, I might win back a friend, and that'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? The special interest group's top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st. There'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a forecast you've heard before. Partial sunshine today. Another hot one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Heat index will be near 100 with scattered showers and thunderstorms most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Fading out tonight, low 75. For tomorrow, with a high temperature in the low 90s again, a generous supply of showers and storms as a front moves through the state. But then by Thursday and Friday, not as many storms. The storms thin out. Spotty afternoon and evening storms. High temperatures by then in the middle 90s. Our weather app is a great companion on the road because it knows where you are. Take it on vacation. It will give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Votes, it doesn't matter who votes. It's what you gotta do. Vote. You gotta get out there and vote. Yeah! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never cast a vote or cared about it anyway. But now the world has changed, I don't know what to do. Either way I vote, I think the country's pretty screwed. Help me if you can. Watching Walking Dead. Help me if you can, I cannot choose. And I don't know who should win and who should lose. I wish the candidates could hand out booze. Won't you V-O-T-E or don't complain to me.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Election day again. Primary 2, the sequel. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Jennifer, please clap.
Hello!
Hello.
That's all I got.
Okay.
You had me at hello. I'm done. That's all I got for a show today. So, there's really only one race today that has any interest to me. That's Martha versus Bobby. And I don't know that I would place a bet on the outcome because we've learned. And we've also learned that even though Trump remains popular here in Alabama, his endorsement doesn't go a whole long way. Just ask Luther Strange that. Ultimately, we make up our own minds here. We are capable of thinking for ourselves. In the meanwhile, while the whole world is shrieking because Trump didn't punch Putin in the face and accuse him of meddling in the elections, Obama's running around out there. We need a universal income. Yeah, who's going to pay for that? Who is going to? Oh, and he blasted with it. Barely hidden national, racial nationalism. Really? Is that what it is? Why doesn't his dick just go away? You had your 8 years. Just go away. We don't want your fundamental transformation. We don't need a universal income. Who's going to pay for it? If everybody's going to get an income, does that mean we all get the same, like in Venezuela? Who's going to work? Who's going to produce?
Well, I mean, if you get rid of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, other forms of welfare, everything.
Social Security is not welfare.
Yeah, I know. It isn't.
Give me my check for $200,000 and call it welfare.
I actually had this conversation with my grandfather. He did that. He called the Social Security Administration and said, look, I don't need to have this check coming in monthly for the rest of my life. Just give me what I paid in. We're sorry, we can't do that, sir. And I've had a very frank discussion with him where we both feel as though the nation has been screwed. Because he's now 83, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He paid in all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he understands that in order for them to continue to pay him every month, they're having to take from me mm-hmm. and my generation because they spent all the damn money.
Mm-hmm. Why did we let them do that?
Because we have to take care of the sick and the old, Greg. Don't you care about people?
No.
That's how stupid it comes. It's bumper sticker logic.
No, I would, you know, they send you that statement. And here's the outrage. Didn't Brandt tell us one time that if they had just stuffed that money into a passbook savings account, as they used to call them,
yeah,
at the lowest available interest rate, that money, those of us who paid all our lives would be millionaires now. It'd be sitting there untouched. But they robbed that to pay other pet programs they had.
Well, that's how they balanced the budget in the late 90s.
Oh, is that how that happened?
That's part of it, yeah. Part of it was welfare reform.
Who was president in the late 90s that would do a thing like rob the...
Yeah.
It's unreal. I have been busy on Facebook today, purging some angst. See, to me, this whole flap about Trump and Putin, it's about fairness. It's for people whose memory goes back more than a week. There's been all different kinds of opinions on Fox on this, but this one, outrage over Trump, Putin, Helsinki. Did we expect the president to call Putin a liar on global TV? And my thought is, yeah, from what I'm seeing, he should have done that and given him an exploding cigar as a parting gift. It's the staggering hypocrisy that drives me nuts. It's not to say, well, that was a perfect performance by President Trump. It wasn't. But the same people who are shrieking treason had nothing to say when Obama Clinton sold 20% of our uranium to Russia after a healthy donation to the Clinton Foundation channeled through to their Canada branch, and Bill getting $500,000 for a speech in Moscow. I guess it's okay if Bill Clinton goes there, gets $500,000. Nobody said a word. Frankly, I think Iran is a far greater threat, not just to us, but to the world in general. And we gave them a plane load of money in the middle of the night without any authorization. Nobody said a freaking word. So I don't want to hear everybody screaming about, you know, they're the enemy and blah, blah, blah. When they let these other situations go without comment, that's why Donald Trump is president, idiots. Because you didn't. You had nothing to say. Everything was fine. But people, based on what they see, said, no, everything is not fine. And otherwise, if they had, I don't want to, look, if you even go back further, let's say Hillary had waddled in 2009. She would have been a one-term president. Mitt Romney would have been elected. The whole swamp would have been fine. And none of this would be going on today. But for 8 years, we were lied to. We had a president who whipped it out and pissed on every American who ever fought for our freedom. And people said, enough. I happen to like the country, if that's okay. We're not perfect, but, you know, I'm just not willing to become another street number in the big global community. They just don't seem to understand that you can't hold one president to really no standard at all, because everything was fine, and then shriek like the world's going to end. It's not just this. It's everything. And next week it'll be something else. If it's not Melania's code at the border, they invest their time and energy into being angry about something. And what we're seeing, you know, the president, how can you blame him for being skeptical about our intel after what we're hearing in D.C. in these hearings, when the upper levels of the FBI and the former CIA director, the communist voting Mr. Brennan, they should make a Muppet out of him, because he's got the worst face I've ever seen in politics. He is holding back a lot of anger or something. I'm not sure what it is. They tried to overthrow a legitimate election, and he's supposed to trust these same agencies, these same alphabet groups. I'd be skeptical, too. I heard Lisa Page was very cooperative when they had her behind closed doors. Not in that way. It was
she very different than Peter Strzok.
Yeah.
No, she was, I think she actually realizes the jig is up.
Yeah. When is this all going to go somewhere? That's what I don't understand. When is Jeff Sessions and Huber and all these other people that are supposed... When is something going to happen, unless they're holding this back for an October surprise? I'm getting impatient. These people are still working for the FBI. Strzok is. Still getting a paycheck. I don't understand that.
Well, and here's something that I got to get it off my chest. You mentioned, I guess, Obama, the Nelson Mandela speech, talked about the rise of nationalism or something like that around the world.
You know where we just saw the rise of nationalism? In the effing World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay if you're from France or England to burn your city down because your soccer team won or lost. Isn't that nationalism? Isn't that pride because they're playing for your country?
Well, generally, but it's one of those words, too, that it gets defined in so many different ways. Whatever. Here's my point. Here's my point. They attack Trump for the rise of nationalism. Yeah. I've done that, defining it my own way. But how are they now criticizing Trump on Russia? They're attacking him from what traditionally has been a right-wing nationalistic position, that you're a traitor and you're being treasonous. So they're attacking Trump from the right on Russia. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, when it comes to American intelligence, American foreign policy, over the last two or three decades, you suck. America has sucked. How do you go from Russia, the Soviet Union falling, a miracle of the Red Army leaving Europe, Russia opening its doors up? They screwed up a lot of things, too. Yeltsin was a joke. But you have, even when Putin comes to power in 2000, talk of Russia joining NATO, and Russia, after 9/11, helping to support the U.S. in fighting terrorism. How do you go from that now, 18 years later, to the position we're in with the Russian?
You know what? Because 9/11 didn't happen.
It's nuts.
9/11 didn't happen. It's been forgotten. That was just a tragic flying accident on a beautiful September morning. You never hear anybody talk about it. Hell, that was the last time this country was really on the same page. Unfortunately, it was fear that...
I just think since this nation became the sole superpower on the foreign policy stage, we have largely sucked. And it's due to people like Brennan and everybody criticizing Trump today. Was he impressive yesterday in my mind? No. I agree with the charm offensive and getting along with Russia. And that's why Trump came out today and walked back what he said. He knows he messed up.
He's not allowed to walk back anything. You know that.
Yeah, he knows he messed up. It's just, it drives me nuts where I'm in a position like, yes, Russia sucks, but the people that have been running this country, what did Trump say on the campaign trail? They're stupid. They've been idiots. They have been.
Yeah.
We're trillions of dollars in debt. We're overextended around the globe. Well, and we're sitting here worrying about an ineffectual, feckless meddling in the U.S. elections that cost the Russians nothing. And that every time it's mentioned on the world stage, especially at a press conference in Helsinki, the Russians laugh their asses off.
Quack, quack.
It just, I think everybody sucks today, Greg. Everything! It all sucks!
Yeah, everything sucks.
Now get out and vote and do your duty.
I'll bet we'll be lucky if we see 20% turnout across the state today. Putin may have ties to Russia. That was the big bulletin on CNN this morning. That's unbelievable. Mueller, undeniable evidence of Putin's ties to the Kremlin. Yes, of course. That's what happens when you let interns run your Chiron. 322, let's go shopping for a car. I'll be right with you guys on the phone. Keep your shirts on, please. This is a great way to escape for the moment. See what's in the category of cars under 10. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. At this time of the year when many families are getting ready to tearfully send somebody off to college, Bruno is going to Tuscaloosa. He'll need wheels. We want Bruno to come back and visit us from time to time, too. But where can we find, on a budget, a great, reliable, trustworthy pre-owned vehicle that Bruno won't be embarrassed to be seen in? Because I'll never forget Janelle's first graphic design. She was just shy of getting her license, and she says, well, I know what this is, what I'll be driving. And it was like, it looked like the Deathmobile from Animal House. Drama queen. She got a nice Volkswagen Passat, which is why I'm pointing to the Volkswagen Passat that's available at Jack Ingram. It's 2014, and you can get that for $8,400. And, of course, this is a vehicle that has been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics and their ongoing commitment to not resolve somebody else's troubles. I mean, David Ingram says, find a reason for us not to resell this, for us to not put our name on the back of it. And if they can't find a good reason to do that, then it makes it into this category. They earn their way in. The whole group of Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard. You've heard us talk about Tip James, great guy. Great shopping experience, very much unlike your typical pre-owned shopping experience. Or you can take a look at dozens of photos on every vehicle, except for the newest additions. They haven't had a chance to upload the pictures yet because these things change all the time at jackingram.com. All right, Bill, you're the first.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You were just asking about sessions.
Well, yeah.
You know, I don't think we're going to see anything happen until maybe the next election. But I don't think we'll see anything happen with Sessions and Hillary until after the next presidential election.
Why is that?
Well, let me ask you this. If he was to go after Hillary, mm-hmm. or if he was to send the DOJ after Hillary, everybody would say, he's no better than a lot of the communist dictators. He jails his opponents.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, think about it. So I don't think you'll see that happen until after the next presidential election. I did see something on a poll, I think it was yesterday, that said 23% of male millennials have now moved to the GOP.
No, there is a real walk. And of course, the media is completely ignoring it. And that's happening because they're seeing this insanity going on. How far left? I don't know what the DNC is thinking, but it seems to me like they're really doing everything they can to help a public Republican Party that can't help itself.
Well, look at it like this. To me, this is the most significant thing about the collusion with Russia. How much money did Trump get from the Russians?
I don't know. How many millions of dollars did Trump get from the Russians?
Oh, a lot.
Joey says a lot.
A lot of millions.
Yeah, well, Hillary got 400.
Yeah, where was the outrage over that, by the way?
So who's closer, Hillary or Donald? I think the Donald's pretty safe on that bet.
Let's see. I put that up this. I read that this morning. I was glad. I didn't sleep much last night. I was up early today. Yeah, yay for Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Yay for Rand Paul for keeping a cool head. Yeah, Brennan, your intelligence, that's why he's got that big pickle puss. When your intelligence agency is outed as illegally funneling for $500 million or more from Russia to the Hillary campaign, which then loses and is outed on global television 20 months later, that mother is one person I would love to see in jail and without food. Thanks for the call. Soldier Boy, I'm sorry we didn't get to you.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You see it in texts. You see it on social media. But no matter how hard you try, you just can't understand it.
Winky face, fireworks, kitty cat, hospital, sandwich. What the heck is she saying?
If this is you, maybe it's time for Emojistone, the world's most effective emoji language learning program.
Last week, my girlfriend texted me an eggplant emoji, so I bought her some eggplants at the supermarket. What an idiot! With Emojistone, now I know what she really wanted. Wow, blush face, taco.
With Emojistone, you will learn how to speak and comprehend emoji in less than 3 weeks. Isn't that right, Gary?
Thumbs up, kissy face, clapping hands. Poop, 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 poop.
Emojistone, from the makers of Correctistone, the program that teaches you how to speak autocorrect.
Holy duck!
I finally found, in fact, Rusty sent it to me, a soundbite from Her Royal Hotness, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Ruiz Cervix.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to it this morning. Let's see if we can get this thing to play.
But I am, of course, the dynamic there in terms of geopolitics and the war in the Middle East is very different than people expressing their First Amendment right to protest.
Well, yes, but I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine, is just an increasing crisis of humanitarian condition. And that to me is just where I tend to come from on this issue.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes.
Do you think you can expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just, I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue.
No, but you want to be in Congress because you're so qualified. And they mock Sarah Palin. I certainly hope SNL plans to do a, you know, a cold open on the show this fall, you know, around election time. That was just unbelievable. How did she get there? How did she beat this guy Crowley? With what?
Free healthcare, free education.
Oh, yeah, free stuff. Yeah, that's right. That always works. They just don't tell you who's going to pay for it. It's funny, Obama has this problem with all these, right-wing billionaires. But hasn't had problems with left-wing billionaires like George Soros. They're okay. Because they spend their money on good things like overthrowing the country. That's what we need, more of that. I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore.
Good.
Really?
No, you saw my mood in the first segment. Everything sucks.
Everything sucks. What is the most sucky thing in your life today? Let's talk about that. What's the biggest drain on your mental state these days? You know what's weird?
Honestly, I'm doing pretty well. It's just the politics.
Yeah, no, the politics, that's it.
That's
I got no complaints
sucks.
Otherwise.
But, yeah, I'm sorry, you were about to say.
But, you know, we worked for a good part of those wonderful halcyon 8 years of Obama.
Oh, it sucked then, too.
No, there wasn't a day that went by in that whole time period. And especially, I think the worst morning was when I said, God, we re-elected the son of a bitch. So for 8 years, I listened to lies and failure, Benghazi, held accountable for absolutely nothing. What difference at this point does it make? That's what we got for 8 years. And let me tell you something else, just from a personal business standpoint, from the radio business standpoint, for 8 years, we had to sweat every payday. There was tremendous pressure on every business, the ones that you would advertise on the show, fighting to keep their doors open. It was a period of angst. I don't know how we made it through. So I thought, okay, they'll at least give this guy a chance, right? To maybe take a businessman's approach, somebody who knows a little bit about growing money. And it's worse. I worry more now, not because of what he might do. You know, I wish yesterday had gone better, but gee whiz. Nobody got killed, did they? People died in Benghazi, and what difference at this point does it make? It's what we've seen. What we've seen here is that 90% of the media hates this man and is working in concert with whoever they can connect with to undo his presidency. And I find that slightly unfair.
And also, could I point out that I think they definitely dislike, hate Trump. But also, I think much of the media, much of the Democrat establishment, and much of the Republican establishment hate the idea of peace. They hate it.
There's no money in it.
There's no money in it. It's hard to get elected without fear. especially fear of foreign nations. They hate the idea of peace.
Yeah, we've always had something going on. Read the maybe we'll go to it in just a little bit. Mm. The reason yesterday sounded so familiar to me was thinking back, because I lived through it, Reagan and Gorbachev. Oh, God, you know, you're consorting with the enemy and stuff, and then when all was said and done, there was no more Soviet Union. There was, Berlin was whole. Germany was whole. And that seemed like a freaking miracle when you lived through the Cold War and you saw all of that angst, and they're making movies about World War III erupting over the border between East and West Germany. What was the day after? The day after. That was the movie that like 80 to 90 million Americans watched the night it was on network TV. And it was freaky. Scary. Jason Robards watching mushroom clouds pop up over Kansas City. That you missed a big event there. That was one of regular over-the-air broadcast TV's last big events. Rich Anderson.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Swell. How are you?
Pretty good. Talking about the biggest mental drain, biggest thing right now. Well, for me, it is waiting for the River Region voters to get out and vote today and get the numbers up. Because we've got a big statewide election going on right now.
I know.
Yeah, I know. The world is going to pot. Russia's taking over and all of that, but we got some business to do in Alabama.
They're marching down Dexter Avenue right now.
I tell you what, I'll fight them from the beaches, and I hope to fight them from the halls of the Court of Criminal Appeals. But I do. I just want to encourage everybody to get out and vote this afternoon. We're talking about all the troubles with the world and with our country, and most of those could be solved with actual informed voters who would learn about what's going on and get out and do something about it, rather than just tuning into TV and saying there's nothing I can do about it, nothing I do makes any difference. Well, it does make a difference, particularly in an election like this, when turnout is going to be minuscule. And every vote in the River Region is going to count for, 6, 7, 8 times what it normally does. So I want to encourage folks to get out to vote. If they do, of course, I want to encourage them to choose Rich Anderson.
Well, Rich, we appreciate you taking the time to call and let your constituents know, because so few have. So
yeah.
Props to you, man. Good luck. We appreciate the call. It is 3:39. We have traffic and weather together coming up. For the moment, let me just say this. So much of what goes on in the world and the condition of the world, who's free and who isn't, was taken care of by folks who fought for us and paid a price. Many gave all, but many also sacrificed in other ways, dealing with long-term or permanent disabilities that have radically changed their lives, requiring a special type of help that is provided by Gulf States Mobility, who work with a great number of our wounded heroes in helping them restore some level of normalcy to their lives. It's a re-empowerment of a whole different nature, in that some who thought they would never drive again, they were told that by a doctor, you'll never be able to get behind the wheel, now can, thanks to advances like digital command technologies and so forth. Restoring choices. People want to do as much as they can for themselves, and that's what Gulf States Mobility seeks to accomplish with each and every one of their clients. Their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway has been a game changer for hundreds and hundreds of people throughout Alabama and thousands across the southeastern United States. Their number is 514-6590 to see what's new. For folks who have caught life's toughest break, visit Gulf States Mobility and like them on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident reported on 65 southbound around mile marker 189. That's going to be up north of Prattville, and it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. But it does have traffic backed up, so be careful if you're coming through that area. Everything else on 65 looks really good right here around the capital city. We're not seeing anything on 85 to give you any trouble. And it looks like the boulevard is okay and Atlanta Highway doing pretty well this afternoon. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training. You have the desire, so make it happen. At Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to former American lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight before eventually ending and then fading out. Overnight low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, and still a generous supply of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then on Thursday and Friday, the storms thin out in number, not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar and future radar. Plus, keep on top of the tropics, and you'll have access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your AC is blowing hot air, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get immediate relief with InterDynamics R134A refrigerant for $9.99. AC recharging is fast and easy with InterDynamics R134A refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. With Cat and Jack uniforms 20% off in the Cartwheel app. Offer valid through Saturday.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time is running out to vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell never took any PAC money for his campaign. As a matter of fact, the only PAC he knows anything about has cigarettes in it.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is honest. Greg Budell is trustworthy. Greg Budell is up to date on all his shots.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell wants to drain the swamp. And to pay for these ads, he drained his bank account. So vote for Greg Budell. He needs the gig.
Greg Budell.
Dogs and babies love Greg Budell. As a matter of fact, both of them have taken a whiz on him at one time or another.
Greg Budell.
When you go to the polls, pull that lever for Greg Budell. Then pull it again. Then one more time if you can get away with it.
Greg Budell.
And Greg Budell believes in our community. He supports the NRA, the PTA, the YWCA, the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, and the donut shop down the street that's got those good kolaches.
Greg Budell.
This has been a paid political announcement for the committee to elect Greg Budell, Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, chairman, who reminds you that if you do not vote for Greg Budell,
you will get big and you will have a chili dog belly.
He knows this because he is a doctor and he is from the Nigeria. Vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
And nobody wants a big chili dog belly. All right, who's been waiting the longest here?
Debbie.
Craig. Oops, I guessed wrong. Craig.
Can see.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? How you and Joe? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm going to bring up something. I'm going to make this as brief as possible. And I don't know if you tied to it. I just tuned in 15 minutes ago. But have you heard this story about Rose Sanders and Selma?
No.
Okay. And I've heard this in a couple of shows before yours. I heard it on the news. Supposedly, you know, this is supposedly.
I don't watch the news.
Okay, well, no, it was on the radio. But anyway, she was in on private property. Now, it didn't say if it was a house or where it was. She was on, a police officer saw her stealing a political sign.
Uh-huh.
When the police officer in Selma got out to confront her, she took off, and there was a police chase, and she was stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the news report, I heard that she could face up to a year in jail, number one, for trespassing, number two, for theft of property, and number three, for eluding police.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Rose Sanders has put her out, herself out, as I have nothing against a woman, but she is a political activist.
Yeah.
My question is, I would like to know, and if the report is true, and that's what I'm saying, is what happened with that deal? Was she charged? Was she put in jail? Is she going to have to face charges on it? Because, you know, if it was you or me or Joey, we'd be in jail. No questions asked. And I'm getting tired of these political people that there's one standard for them and another standard for you and me and Joe and everybody else.
Yeah.
That's what irritates the heck out of me.
All right. Appreciate the call. Sorry, we got a full board, and I want to get everybody on before the break. James?
Hey, Greg. I've got a new admiration for Bryce Harper.
Me too.
After hearing his story last night, you know.
Hey.
Hearing about his dad and all the family, you know.
Yeah, let's listen to that one more time.
There it is!
I stayed up to watch that, and it was a mistake because I got really into it and had trouble falling asleep.
It was addictive, and you know, he with his family, being so many of them being in law enforcement and first mm-hmm. responders, I was proud. I didn't know that all of that about him, and I understand why he's so patriotic now. And,
yeah, a lot of red, white, and blue, his bat, his shirt sleeves, his socks, his headband.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet he voted for Trump.
Yeah. You know, he exhibits a lot of forearm strength and hand strength because he's not a big guy, but he can hit it a long way. And
it's in the wrist, man.
It's amazing.
That's where I got my power.
Yes, yes. And today I'm hoping for a good results for Twinkle Bright and King. Twinkle Bright King and be happy. And
I'm on board with you there. That's what I want to see, too. In fact, I just got it. Thanks for the call. I got a photo from our buddy Gary. He's one of our Baumhauer's gang.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to respond to you? Jenny.
Yes. Hi. I am calling to brighten your day.
Please brighten my day.
Well, first off, when Hillary said that women voted because their men told them to, I have not voted because a man told me to ever. Because, and I didn't vote for her because my vagina told me to either. And another thing is, Joey,
yes,
they are putting on Mamma Mia up here in Birmingham.
What?
As a play. As a play.
Oh, my.
Up until August something. I saw it on a commercial. It was so fast, I was like, Joey, Joey, Joey. And I forgot to write the date.
You
down.
Still remember me talking about Mamma Mia.
And you wonder what people think.
Shush.
Yeah, shush. There's nothing wrong with liking Mamma Mia.
Nothing.
I was roped into it. I was skeptical. And I ended up liking it, I guess.
So, I love the songs. I love all, but I can't help it.
Yeah.
It's on until August something.
Okay.
So check it out.
Thanks for the
Thank
call
you,
and the
Jenny.
Entertainment recommendation. Debbie.
Hey, I'm just going to let you guys know I'm going to set up a stand selling straws, flavored straws.
Okay.
You know, to help us suck it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you know, like when you had your foot problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had to bring that up. I'm sorry.
I'm so
but
glad
no.
you did.
Everything does
yeah,
suck,
I'm sure
Debbie.
You did. But anyway, I just want to let y'all know, don't let anything get you down. I'm seeing things changing. I'm watching the way things are going. The young people are starting to catch on now.
That's
like y'all
true.
Were talking
there,
about.
There has been definitely...
Hope. Hope is in the air, baby.
Springs
hope is
eternal.
In the air. There you go. You know, we just got to make it catchy. And hopefully these people will start listening a little bit more to what's rational and more facts instead of the rhetoric and the emotional hoopla that, yeah, man, they just try to brainwash us. You know, you keep saying it over and over and over, and everyone is saying the same thing. Yeah, you do seem to kind of get caught up in it, the mass hysteria or whatever you want to call it. But if sanity's got to win out sooner or later, my goodness, you know, facts are facts. If people just pay attention to the facts.
Debbie, thank you for the call. Like I said, I don't mean to be abrupt, but we want to get everybody on because we got to take our next break. Here's Larry.
You can be abrupt with me if you want.
No.
You wouldn't? Okay. You know, I heard Rich Anderson a few minutes ago, which I voted for, by the way.
It's Larry Stevens.
Yeah,
you just figured out who it was. Okay. All right.
If Joey had told me.
No, he said it was Larry on air. I wanted the surprise. I thought it was you, Larry. But.
You don't have to put me to the front of the line, you know? I'm okay. But, no, you know, Rich said something a few minutes ago that intrigued me, that when we have these low turnout elections, that one person sometimes will represent 7, 8, maybe 10 people.
Right.
And it's sort of related back to me, and with you being a broadcast and all my broadcast years, do you remember when some funky radio station, when all of a sudden they played polka and they were number one with men 18 to 34, you know? Did you ever see that kind of thing happen?
Sure.
And what happens is that the people at that time, Arbitron, would undersample that particular demographic. They'd only get a handful of people in that demographic. So one or two people would completely change the picture of what people are listening to on the radio.
Right.
So some little hole-in-the-wall radio station playing polka might be number one 18 to 24-year-old men because they completely undersampled. And this is what happens in our elections. When we have such a low turnout,
it's
a few people are
parallel.
Determining a winner, you know, for and the, you know, they may go in and elect somebody who's absolutely not qualified, but it's just a handful of people where everybody else is sitting back and not getting out. You know, so what I was wanting to urge everybody to do is there's still time. You know, get out there and vote. You know, the more that vote, the more accurate that the election's going to become.
That is a brilliant metaphor, actually, because so few people determine the outcomes for radio and TV stations, media in general. I mean, national TV ratings are based on like 1,200 boxes distributed around the country. And
so anything can change that whole picture. It doesn't take much.
You're right. And what do we see, Larry? It's like most recently I remember there was a station in San Diego that just threw whatever they wanted on the air and called it Jack. And it did well for a month. And then all the stations that were middling along said, ooh, that worked for them, so we're going to do the same thing. We'll just throw a bunch of crap on the air, you know, that has no coherency. We'll call it Jack, and we'll get big numbers, too. Well, it didn't work. The whole thing came and went in less than a year. So, but that's what can happen when a small sample size dictates policy that everybody else ends up dealing with.
Well, and again, because this happened to me one time, in one of the rating periods where our numbers fell almost in half, and probably I was close to losing my job until we challenged it and found out that the error was with them. And, and of course, I almost was out of a job because of it if I hadn't challenged it. But the problem with elections like this, any number of people can get in and not be qualified.
Yep.
And so we need to be concerned. This is our country, okay? So we need not to be lackadaisical about it. So get out there and vote. I've already voted. And hoping Troy King is a winner tonight.
I just got a note from our mutual friend, Rusty Aldridge, who says I was number 170 to vote in Elmore at New Home Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I got in about 9 perspective on whether that's big.
Yeah, well, I got in about 9 o'clock this morning. We voted Blue Ridge Baptist up on Jasmine Hill Road, and there had been a few in. She said it had been steady, but it was, we walked in. I think there was one other person there, you know. So people need to get out. There's still time. The polls are open.
Well, we appreciate the call, Larry. It's great to hear from you.
All right, friend. Talk to you later.
Well, and I fear Larry might have just explained my Joey Clark Radio Hour share with women and why it was so good.
Yeah, some crazy broad got a diary.
It's like, I love that
just
Joey.
Just wrote Joey in there, and wow.
Because it makes no sense why women ever would listen to me.
The time is 3:58 on News Talk 93.1 FM. No, they like that Jesus look that I saw in that silly video that you and the James people...
Oh, they sure do! Jesus!
I'm watching that thinking, good Lord. 3:59 is the time. We're running a little over the hour now. Let me take a moment to suggest the next time you need flooring of any type that you'll go straight to Georgia Floors Direct, like people in the River Region have been doing for almost half a century. Why? A, everything there is high fashion, popular styles and floorings, both rugs, carpets, tile, laminate, hardwood, every type of flooring out there. They just get it straight from the manufacturer instead of a middleman, a jobber. So they can offer it to you at a true wholesale price. Jeff Mallinson has a team of people.